We are joined by 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us, and obviously we have a lot of questions about your 49ers, but first we have to ask you about your weekend plans. You're driving the pace car at the Indy 500?
That's correct. I was informed of that about a week ago, and about 2 or 3 weeks ago they said I was on a short list, so I was just thrilled to be on the list of consideration, and then to get picked to drive the pace car is how do you get so lucky to get to do that? So I'm here and doing a little work with Johnny Rutherford to get ready for those duties.
Jim, I checked your bio after we found this out, and so tell us about Panther Racing.
Panther Racing, that is one of the finest racing groups in all of motorsports. So that's it's our racing team that we've been affiliated with since 1997, and proud to have three cars in the race this year. So never won the 500, but we finished second a couple times, and looking for our first 500 win.
And why are you a fan of the open wheel racing as opposed to NASCAR, say?
Well, the first time I was ever taken to a racetrack was the Indy 500 when I was 12 years old. My dad took me and my brother and came down to, we didn't get go to the race, but it was the time trials in 1976. And, you know, we sat in the infield and had our cooler and some Kentucky Fried Chicken. And it was just such a great day. I thought it was better than Christmas at the time. And so that was the experience that I thought IndyCars were really cool after that. And then when I was playing in Chicago for the Bears, I had a real close friend by the name of Cap Boso, who was from Indianapolis, and he brought myself and a couple other players down for the 500 and saw the race. And then the next, or 2 years after that, I got traded to the Colts and was just right here in the month of May and started going to the races and then became affiliated with a team. And just something. I just love the tradition here. I love the sport and love being around the racing.
Coach, I got to tell you, everyone I talk to that's actually attended an Indy 500 automatically becomes a big-time open-wheel racing fan. I think, is it just one of those things that when you attend live, it just changes your perspective on the sport completely?
Definitely, that's the way I found it to be. And then Indianapolis, the Motor Speedway here, is there's nothing not to love about it. It's just a phenomenal day. Like I said, the sport, the fans, the people here, the tradition, the stories that you hear from people that watch races. I met a gentleman this morning who has been coming to the 500 ever since 1946. Listen to Johnny Rutherford talk about, you know, going up over Tom Sneva's car and you know, onto the wall and skidding off and then back onto the track and to continue driving. I just love stuff like that. I love hearing about those stories, and everybody's got them here. You know, they've either done it or watched it, and so that gives you a sense of the tradition and what this race means to Indiana and Indianapolis and people who love motorsports.
Well, your involvement obviously makes the Indy 500 that much more intriguing for some of the casual Bay Area sports fans. But we do have to ask you about your San Francisco 49ers.
Try not to screw it up.
I've got to start with the biggest news of the week, and that obviously was the injury and the surgery of Michael Crabtree. You came out following the surgery, and you said you don't believe that this is going to be a season-ending injury. Does that come from what you've seen in terms of other guys around the league and their injury recovery? Is that just something because you know about Michael's work ethic? Explain to us why you feel like this won't be a season-ending injury.
That's what Dr. Tim McAdams, who did the surgery, said, and that's just the way he said it. He doesn't anticipate that Michael would miss the upcoming season.
Who do you expect to fill kind of that void? Is this where you're going to really get a good look at Jenkins and Patton and the competition to pick up that spot?
Yes, you know, we'll look at really give Jenkins, Patton, Ricardo Lockett, you know, put them at the same position and let them compete and emerge. And the good news is that somebody will emerge because they have to. And then the other side, Anquan Boldin, Chad Hall, Marlon Moore has been doing some real nice things in the off season. Joe Hastings will compete on the other side. Kyle Williams eventually will come back from his injury. He's doing real well, coming along very nicely. And then Mario Manningham, probably a little bit later than Kyle, but he's on track to be healed up and ready to go as well. So a real good chance for some young guys to emerge, get the reps, and contribute. And I very much anticipate that'll happen.
49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh joining us on O'Connell and Steinmetz on the Bay Area's new sound for sports, 95.7 The Game. Coach, a lot of folks thought that you drafted really well this year. I know that you've got a rookie minicamp in the books and OTAs, I believe, still going on today. How do you like the development of young players so far?
We like him a lot. Had a chance to work rookie mini camps and now a week of OTAs, you know, with the young guys. And you know, that's this time of the season, you know, you're going to hear everybody say the same thing about their draft picks. You know, their high expectations. You know, they look really good and you know, excited about their development. And we feel the same way about our group this year. 11 youngsters that were drafted, and you know, so far, you know, just really like getting to know them, and you know, they're work hard guys, they're tough guys, and the other thing is it's a big group. I mean, physically big, strong guys, and that's something I think will really benefit our team.
Coach, it's been about 2 years since you've taken over as the head coach of the 49ers. When you took over, did you have a timetable in mind, and did you ever think that you could turn this thing around so quickly in 2 years, even quicker than that, really?
Well, I mean, we did have a timetable, and that was win our next game. And the other timetable was just seeing if we couldn't be better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we were today. That was, you know, our expectations were, you know, to do that. And it hasn't changed. That's still our mantra. That's still our philosophy is winning our next game. And that game is against the Green Bay Packers opening week. So, you know, finding a way to win that game, putting ourselves in a position to be prepared to do that. And that takes the players working. That takes them studying, working, and preparing themselves for the season and for the training camp and for that first ball game.
Coach, speaking of timelines, we just found out recently that in 2016, the Bay Area, your new stadium, is going to be hosting Super Bowl 50. What were your personal thoughts on that?
Oh, man, how about that? I mean, it's great news for the Bay Area. I remember the Super Bowl at Stanford Stadium back in 1981, I think it was, to have that Super Bowl back in California. Growing up as a kid, remember the first Super Bowl being in California, being the Super Bowls at the Coliseum and the Rose Bowl, and then at Stanford. So I think it's good. It's 50th anniversary. That's another neat, unique aspect, having that Super Bowl here. And I just love Super Bowls that on the West Coast, when they start, it starts daylight. You know, the sun's still out, and then it first quarter, second quarter, then halftime, then about the third quarter, the sun goes down, and then the fourth quarter is played in under the lights. I think those Super Bowls always you know, look really good. And so anyway, that's phenomenal for California and the Bay Area.
Coach, I know that you take things one game at a time, but obviously this means that 49ers fans are going to fully expect that your team is playing in the Super Bowl, right?
Well, we have great expectations for OTA number 4 coming up on Tuesday. We gave the guys the weekend off to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend with their families, and then we'll be back at work on Tuesday, and and really that's our that'll be see if we can't make that the best OTA of the off season.
Coach, last thing before we let you go, and I'll bring it back around to these OTAs. I like to be the guy that gets the insider information and has like the thing at the water cooler that nobody else knows. Who's an off the radar guy that maybe you brought in as a free agent or whatever that is putting himself on the radar with what he's shown you so far?
Well, that's a great question. There's a guy named Jason Scheffler who, you love to root for the, you know, the underdog a bit, and he's a tight end fullback from Northern Illinois who we brought in for a 3-day tryout, and we knew we had one spot to add to the 90, and Jason was the one who emerged, and he's done a nice job really picking up things, and he's a big, tough, physical type of guy. He's about 290, right? I'll tell you a little story about him. A lot of people said he was too slow to be a tight end, so people were encouraging him that your way to make it in the NFL was to be a center. So he put on 35 pounds, went from 270, 275 to 300 to give himself a chance to be a center, and we brought him in. You know, we like he is a big, tough, physical tight end and fullback, and so he's now trying to lose that 35 pounds. But there's something about him. There's something about this guy that we all really like. So there's a bit of a against the odds kind of guy that's battling to make our football team. And there's a lot of other guys, but we really like our team. I like the guys on our team. Like the way they work. Like the way they compete, and so I think we're going to be all right if we just keep working hard, being tough, and coming with a good gung-ho attitude.
Well, Coach, we certainly love talking to you. We could do it all day, and we'll check in again soon. Enjoy your time out there in Indy, and drive safe in that pace car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a little more work to do, but I got Johnny Rutherford is coaching me up, so feel confident that I'll be able to nail it on race day.
All right, we're gonna interview one of your guys next. Navarro Bowman's on our next segment.
Tell him I said hello. Tell Navarro I said hello.
We'll do that for you. Thanks, Coach.
All right, appreciate it.